the Mighty 690, and KGGFradio.com.
Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning. Glad you're with us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck, and joined over the phones as we're talking a little bit of a cooking extravaganza, it is Tina Romine. Tina, can you hear us?
I can.
Tina, always great to have you. Thanks for being patient with us and making some time, whether it's over the phone or in studio. Tina, always great to sit down and talk with you. We did this last year, and we're doing it again this year, the cooking extravaganza.
That's right. I believe it's been about the 19th year with the Taste of Home included. Now, the Taste of Home doesn't come to this area. I think they kind of disbanded, but we took it on, and we're going to make it our own, and it's really an enjoyable show for everybody. You get a really great gift bag when you come in. I've heard it named the swag bag, and I tell you, there's a lot of really nice stuff in there this year. And your ticket costs $10 for general admission, and even if you just come in and get that gift bag, you've already got a good return on your investment. But we want you to stick around for the show. Now, the doors open at 5, and you can, down in the community hall, we have a lot of vendors that are going to have booths set up, and you can browse those till about 6:30, and then we move into the auditorium. And in the auditorium, we have 5 chefs this year, and they will demonstrate how to cook one of their recipes. So you get a sneak peek behind the scenes into their kitchen. And we have Susan Miller from the Rolling Pin at Second. We have David Varner from Green Country Village Senior Living Center. And then we have Mark Spencer from the Painted Horse. Sam, I think you've been to the Painted Horse a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I think we've talked about that before.
Yep, I've been down there.
And then we have Dr. Tinker from Tinker's Glasshouse, the newest restaurant there in Bartlesville. And then we have Miss Jamie Dunn. She'll wrap up our show again with a wonderful dessert, as she always does. And she's so entertaining, and she's so joyous to be around. Her spirit just lifts me. I just love her. But, you know, we have a really good show. Everybody that comes always, they walk away so fulfilled, and they're just so happy that they came. And then we have a lot of people that are buying tickets that tell me, oh, I come every year. We always make this a girls' trip. Or, you know, my husband and I, we really enjoy going every year. And it's just so exciting. And last year was my first year, and I loved it. And I can't wait for this year. So,
yeah, no, and like I remember doing it with you. I think you were either in studio or you and Dory called over the phones, whichever it may have been. But I remember doing this interview last year when we were coming up on the cooking extravaganza. Seemed like a fun event, something I certainly missed out on. And you know, I don't know if I'll be able to get down there. I believe it's coming up next week. My goodness.
It is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday,
yep.
It is.
April
so you
Tuesday.
Had
yep.
You had mentioned a handful of vendors before they get in there. It sounds like you guys have got a good lineup of chefs, a good lineup of areas to maybe get some good tips, maybe something to take home with you. But the vendors involved as well. It sounds like you got a good list of them.
We do, and we also have concessions. So if you're coming from work and you feel you need to stop and grab some dinner, well, you don't have to worry about that. We have Rolling Pin at Second. We also have Dink's Pit Barbecue. They're going to be there on hand. And then we'll have several other vendors, that have different snacks and this and that. But we have Kathy Thompson from Signature Home Styles and Celebrating Home. Her booth is always so beautiful, and it has all different kinds of home decor items and different things. We have Stormwalker Ranch is a new one that we have included this year. Sweet and Scentsy, she'll be back. You may have seen her at the farm show. She'll be back with us there, as well as the Pampered Chef. They'll be there as well. The Usborne Books, now that's one of Dory's favorites. She loves buying those books for her grandbabies. And it's always good for the kids to read. So we love her, and we love having her. Now, Food Pyramid is one of our big sponsors, and I'm going to be out there. The weather might delay me just a wee bit, but I'm still going to be there. I don't know if I'll be outside or inside, but we'll be there selling our general admission tickets today to make it more convenient for you. And you can stop and see me there, or you can go by Food Pyramid anytime at that customer service desk, and they can help you with those as well. Cliff Flooring and Windows downtown, he has tickets. Prairie Cottage over in Pawhuska, if you're in that area. You can get them there with Denise at the KGGF studio, and you can get them at the Bartlesville Community Center, or you can get them online at okcookingschool.com. So there's a lot of different places you can get tickets, but if you want to come see me at Food Pyramid today, I will be there, and I'll have some goodies for you, so stop and see me.
Yeah, no reason not to. And then also, like you, I love the name, the terminology, swag bag, that you'll get when you walk into the front door right when you get to the extravaganza of next week. So
That's right. We stuffed those the other night, and we had some wonderful kids from the area youth group come in and help us out, and they're great kids, and we stuffed a lot of good things in that bag. You get a very good return on your investment there.
Very cool, very cool. Really, no reason not to at least go down and check it out, maybe take a couple of laps through the vendors, sit down and listen and take some notes. And Tina, you were there last year. I know it was your first year in comparison to how long that they have been there and things like that, but I'm sure you went around, and I'm sure you kind of heard some people chit-chatting back and forth. What was the biggest thing that you heard people take away from it? Was it the tips that they got from the cooks? Was it the experience? Kind of what was the favorite part of everybody's experience from last year?
I think the favorite part was just listening to the chefs and their stories, and you know how they prepare their dish for their customers as well as their family. I know Mark was a big hit with everybody. They really enjoyed listening to him and watching him put on his show and demonstration. And this year we have a couple of new chefs, so we're excited to see what they're going to do and what they're going to prepare. And then Jamie is always a crowd favorite. Everybody loves Jamie. So we're really glad to have her, as you know, she came in from the Taste of Home and she just carried on with us, and we just really enjoy having her. So, but everybody just loves the entertainment value. Everybody loves the bag. We do have a VIP ticket, which a lot of people really enjoy. We only have about 50 tickets that we sell for that. And the patrons can come in at 4:30, and they get to browse the booths early. And we get to about 5:30, I think it is. We go backstage, and this year Mark Spencer is going to do our tasting experience, so you get to watch him prepare another recipe, and then you get to taste it. So, and you get a little bit of a time to, you know, ask questions and kind of have a little bit of a more intimate setting with him and ask questions and different kind of things. And you get to taste his food, which we all know and love from the Painted Horse.
That's really cool and kind of exciting. That's kind of my next question as well is, you know, yeah, they have all of these demonstrations, but for the general public or a general ticket, that questionnaire type of period, all of those questions and comments, is that something that really gets done, or is that something that's kind of left for the VIP tickets?
That's something that's left for the VIP tickets. Now, during the show, we don't have a whole lot of question answers. We do have a lot of breaks for door prizes, like when we're moving chef tables in and out. Dory and Tammy will be up there giving away tons of door prizes, and the food that the chefs make a lot of times is available for a door prize as well. So that's exciting.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Well,
that's exciting.
Yeah, yes. Are you gonna leave those door prizes up for suspense for people to come down, or what do we?
Yes.
Total
suspense.
Oh, I like it.
I will tell you, there's some really good gift baskets, but I'm not going to tell you who they're from. And you will walk away with a lot of good things. A lot of good things.
Well, I'm definitely excited, and the suspense remains, not no doubt about. So what did you say that there was a limited amount of VIP tickets?
There's only 50 VIP tickets that we sell, yes. And with that VIP, you also get a $15 Painted Horse gift card. So you get it. They're $34, but you get that $15 Painted Horse ticket or gift card. So, you know, you kind of get half of that back, so.
Yeah, especially if you want to go and use it on some really good food with that. So, again, speaking with Tina Romine over the phones this morning about next week's cooking extravaganza. I love it. You know, I really love to see the excitement. I saw the pictures from last year. I was unable to attend. I might be able to get down there this year. I'm not too exactly sure. But for all of our listeners that are just now tuning in, when's it happening? Where is it happening? What time? And how can they get involved with the tickets?
It is happening April 2nd, which is next Tuesday. And it starts, the doors open at 5 for the general public, 4:30 for the VIPs. You can get tickets at Food Pyramid with me today, or Food Pyramid at any time, actually. Cliff Flooring and Windows, Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska, the KGJF Studios there with Sam, the Bartlesville Community Center, or you can get them online at the okcookingschool.com. It will be taking place at the Bartlesville Community Center. It's a lovely facility, and we enjoy having it there, and they have a great auditorium. There's not a bad seat in the house. So come out and join us, and if you want those VIP tickets, you can give me a call there at the station, or you can give me a call at 918-336-1001, and we can get you hooked up with those VIP tickets and come out and join us. And it's going to be a great time. Yeah. Great time.
Yeah, so. I cannot wait. And looking like next week as well, looks like mostly sunny for our Tuesday. So weather should be permitting well for the evening time. And again, should be just a fun night of activities. Again, joining us over the phones is K1's Tina Romine for the K1 Cooking Extravaganza next week. Tina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, thanks again. Tina Romine over the phones on the Mighty 690 KGGF.